morning. A fascinating story going into stem cells. Now, why is stem cells important? Well, very simply because you hear all this debate about embryonic stem cell research and how we have to have it if we want to cure, you know, Christopher Reed, you know, Superman, get him back. Well, he's dead, but they, you know, certainly stem cells supposedly, theoretically would, you know, help people to regenerate their spinal cord. Somebody by, like Michael Fox, who has Parkinson's disease, very young age, certainly, you know, somebody by, like Michael Fox, who has Parkinson's disease, very young age, certainly if we could just perfect embryonic stem cells, we could reduce his Parkinson's disease. Of course, I believe the reason that he has it probably is because he drinks Pepsi-Cola with aspartame in it. Aspartame poisons the nervous system. He's advertising a product that's destroying minds and bodies all across our country, and I feel very sorry for him, but he should not be doing what he's doing and certainly asking us to go along with embryonic stem cells, because embryonic stem cells are not going to solve his problem. However, there is stem cell research that is among the most amazing things you have ever heard of. And certainly we have interviewed in the past Dr. Wilkie, who's done a great deal of information, amassed a great deal of information on the use of adult stem cells. Now, what's wrong with using embryonic stem cells? Why, they come from embryos. They come from somebody else, and your body will react to them. And, of course, if they do take up, many times they produce tumors. They produce all sorts of problems. Embryonic stem cell research is not a viable situation. If it were, private industry would be investing billions of dollars in the research. But because they know it's not viable, but nobody's going to tell the public. Why? Because they want to have us arguing back and forth. People who want to use stem cell research to help people, God love them, I'm sure they're very, very sincere people. But pro-life people say, but you're destroying human life, which you are when you get into embryonic stem cells. And so they harness the feelings of the American people, some on one side, you know, saying, I'm pro-life, I'm against embryonic stem cell research, as they justifiably should be. And then those people on the other side who say, but I want to help people. I want to help suffering people. I'd love to see people in wheelchairs get up and be able to walk. And the thing is that they can be at least partially repaired with stem cells, and they can get up and walk. And there have been a number of instances where people have actually had their spinal cords injected with stem cells, and they've recovered at least to the point where people who've been in wheelchairs for years have been able to get up and take a few steps, and heaven only knows what's going to happen with the passage of time. But it is the adult stem cells that are used and not the embryonic stem cells. And what they're doing is getting us arguing on all the wrong issues. Stem cell research is really amazing, and the things that have actually been accomplished by using adult stem cells, and of course you can get them from fat, you can get them from any part of the body, from the bone marrow, and you can actually grow them in cultures, and then you can actually tend to using certain chemicals and the biochemical techniques, you can actually get them so that they will grow muscle cells, so they'll grow heart muscle cells, so they'll grow nerve cells, so they replace cells in the brain, or replace cells in the spinal column that is certainly you never could have replaced before. This is one of the most exciting things that's happened. But you're never hearing about the adult stem cell research, are you? Because, you see, the media's control. They want to get you, your emotions. They want to get you funneled off on this, that, or the other issue, and never addressing the real issue, and that is that the media is controlled and you're not getting the truth. Well, until our guest gets here, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. We would love to hear from you. Give us a call. 970-689-8255 if you have any thoughts at all on stem cell research. Or the point I'm trying to make is that you are being manipulated by the media into choosing up sides, taking away from the fact that there have been a great deal of research done with the use of adult stem cells, and the results have truly been amazing. You can actually, using a cannula, using a catheter, actually inject the stem cells into the coronary arteries in a patient with a bad heart, a patient who might very well otherwise be a candidate for a total heart replacement, and you can begin to actually regenerate the heart muscle. I mean, this is the most amazing thing. You can actually, by putting your catheters in, you can determine what part of the heart the stem cells are going to go to. And, you know, the body has amazing reparative facilities. I mean, we don't understand that so many of the degenerative diseases and the things we see are actually created, and they are created intentionally. And they're poisoning us with the aspartame, the MSG in our food. They're poisoning us with the mercury in the vaccines. And they keep telling us we've got to take that flu vaccine. Oh, my goodness, people die. 30 million people die, or 30,000 people die every year of influenza. That's why you've got to take your influenza. That's why we're giving away free shots at the local grocery store. We're from the government. We're here to help. Why aren't you taking the influenza shots? And, well, first of all, because you take them, an awful lot of people come down with influenza. Secondly, 30,000 people do not die every year of influenza. They die of pneumonia, and they're usually people who have very, very weak immune systems, usually the elderly. But they're the ones who would not respond to the influenza shot anyway. In fact, the influenza shot would make it worse because, of course, the mercury, and they put mercury in there. Why are we giving people mercury? There is no safe dose of mercury. And yet they're putting in influenza shots. They're giving it to six-month-old infants. They're giving it to pregnant women. They're giving it to the elderly. But it'll do absolutely the most damage. And not only that, but there's a great deal of evidence that suggests that the mercury actually promotes Alzheimer's disease. And well, that gets rid of the elderly, and they're just a drag on society anyway, aren't they? Or should we be concerned that every human life is important in God's eyes? But then if you don't believe in God, why not do what's pragmatic and do away with the elderly? But you can't actually let the American people know your agenda is to kill them off. And so why we're here from the government? We want you to take your influenza shot. And then there's so much out there, so much that they're doing. They're certainly poisoning us with the aluminum in the vaccine. And they know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. And they're poisoning us with the fluoride in the water. And of course, if you put hydrochlorosilicic acid in, why pull the lead out of the pipes, and then the lead level goes up. We're poisoning with lead. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Careers Worldwide Tractor Trailer Training School in Keensburg reminds us that current economic times have been tough on many families in our area, and many are finding it hard to make ends meet. Your donation of clothing or canned goods can make the difference for a family in need. Let's do our best to make a difference in our community. That special message sponsored by Careers Worldwide Tractor Trailer Training School in Keensburg, always working to keep the community moving in a safe and positive direction. That's Careers Worldwide Tractor Trailer Training School in Keensburg. For more information or classes for 2009, including job placement, call 800-852-1243. That's 800-852-1243.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess we're not going to be able to get Jennifer on this morning, so the number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. We were just talking about, you know, the wonderful things about stem cells. But of course, you're not hearing about this. This has the potential to save lives, but you must understand there really are people at the upper echelons of government who do not want to save human lives, who hate humanity. And of course, they really want to eliminate large parts of the world's population, I believe. That's why they're planning a nuclear war. That's why we're transferring the technology. They've allowed the transfer of the technology for nuclear weapons to Pakistan and Iran and certainly other countries over in that area to expand the availability of nuclear warfare research so that we can have a great nuclear war. But they can't tell the American people what their real agenda is any more than they can tell them that they're poisoning them with the mercury and the injections. And certainly, right now, of course, we're required now by law, at least very, very soon, to have these fluorescent lights containing mercury. You can't even, if you break one of those no lights, you know, why, of course, you're going to have the house decontaminated. You can't dispose them in the landfills. It's against the law. They're all made in China. They're destroying the production of light bulbs here in the United States. The fluorescent lights are made in China. Where did the federal government get the right to require us to use those lights? They tell you that those bulbs last a long time. Well, I will tell you that it's a lie. At least those I bought haven't. Because I put in incandescent lights and fluorescent lights right next to one another, and the incandescent are still working, and the fluorescent burned out a long time ago, and I don't want to take them out because then I've got to make a special trip to the landfill to dispose of them. You can't put them in the garbage. That's against the law. Why? Because there's mercury in them, and there's no safe dose of mercury. And if they break, why, of course, you take a chance on contaminating your home. Why would the federal government mandate that you had to do away with a safe light bulb and take on a dangerous light bulb that contains a deadly poison? Why would they do something like that unintentionally? And I'm sure that a lot of the people in Congress were saying this is ridiculous, but it doesn't matter. We have an invisible government. They have an agenda. And one of the things that they want to do is to poison us. Now, it was mentioning before we went to the break about the use of hydrofluosilicic acid in water fluoridation. And certainly the work of Roger Masters back at Dartmouth is important, and you can learn about it at fluoridealert.org. Fluoridealert.org. You should go there. And then type in fluoridealert.net, and you'll find, of course, that you're going to go to a website put up by the American Dental Association. Fluoridealert.com. Why, you'll go to a website put up by the American Dental Association. Fluoridealert.org. You'll get to Roger Conant's website. Great website. It'll tell you all about Roger Masters and his work at Dartmouth. And Roger Masters is basically into studying the criminal mind. Now, what does that have to do with fluoride? It has everything to do with fluoride, because what Roger Masters found, and we've done several interviews with him and gotten his material, is that in areas where they actually have and where they fluoridate the water with hydrofluosilicic acid to fluoridate it, and it's not simply fluoride, but it has all sorts of other terrible toxins in it, and in those areas, with this going through the water pipes, why, it increases the level of blood in the water. Now, presumably it's because it's pulling the lead out of solder in older homes. Now, what this does, and they've done a massive study on 450,000 children, one of the largest studies ever done. They were done with finger sticks initially, but they found that in the areas where they had fluoridated water with hydrofluosilicic acid, that the incidence or the amount of lead in the blood of these children, and they could actually measure this, doubled in white children, went up four times in Spanish children, and went up six times in black children. And what is the significance of that? Why, very simply, lead, there is no safe level of lead. So why would they put something in the water that would raise the level of lead? Not only double it in white children, but increase it six times in black children. Why? Because lead leads to changes in the brain. It leads to rage and anger and criminal activity. And in those areas, why the incidence of criminal activity went up among the blacks, could it have any part to do with the fact that today one out of every three young black men between 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole? Why, if that was really going on, wouldn't everybody in America know about it? What about 60 Minutes or 2020? Or why doesn't anybody ever talk about that? Our number 970-689-8255, and we've got somebody kind enough to call in. Hi, who's on the line?
Hi, this is Phil and Greeley, Dr. Stan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Hey, the stem cell thing, I never really looked into that or knew much about it, but I saw a really good, I guess, about a 20-minute video. You could pull it up on the Internet on that, and it's one of this doctors or scientists that works with the Answers in Genesis ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the, they built that new museum a couple years ago in Cincinnati, and he did a real good presentation on the stem cell thing, which was pretty amazing, I thought. I knew nothing about it, so you could probably go to their website and, put in their search, and because they've got tons of stuff. It's not just evolution creation. It's a bunch of stuff, but that's a pretty good one, is answersingenesis.org.
All right, thank you. Answersingenesis.org, and does this get into the stem cell research?
That's
and the amazing things that have been done with adult stem cells that they're not telling us about?
And another thing I wanted to mention about them light bulbs is on one of the local conservative radio station based here in Greeley, a month or so ago, they had some lady on, I don't know what organization she was with, but she was promoting these new light bulbs, and then the host said something about, well, or maybe they're dangerous or something, and she goes, well, they're not dangerous, and, the amount of toxin that's in them can't hurt you and this and that, so they were really pumping it, you know.
Well, if it can't help you, then why won't they let you put them in the landfill? Why is it illegal, at least in California, to put those light bulbs into a light? You have to have special places to dispose of them. You cannot put them in landfills. You can't put them in the garbage. So if she's not telling you the truth, or maybe she doesn't know the truth. I mean, there's so many people out there that really believe everything that they hear, that they're told, or that they read. And so people have to just ask yourself, if there's nothing to worry, why can't you put them in the landfills?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, this whole thing, if you look at it, if they're going to have some type of Hillary Clinton socialized medicine, they really need a lot of people to basically die to be able to afford to give everyone socialized medicine. The less people they got in the system, if they're going to move to some sort of socialist, medical coverage, from what I've read, the only way it's really going to work is to basically not do stuff for people.
Basically kill them off. Well, we actually, we're running a social experiment in Zimbabwe. It used to be Rhodesia, but we imposed that government. The United States State Department forced this government on Rhodesia, a very productive, a very peaceful, a very wonderful country. There was no racial discrimination. Blacks and white worked side by side, and you had to have a certain amount of, you had to have some property or a certain amount of education before you could vote. But other than that, there was no discrimination there. And certainly, giving everybody the right to vote, is a ridiculous thing. But the people there voted in a man named Bishop Mesereo, who was a moderate black man. And the society could have worked and worked very efficiently, but the American State Department wanted to try an experiment. So they forced Mugabe onto them. And, of course, Mugabe came in, and, of course, with his policies, he's destroyed the nation. Half the people have fled. The people are dying of starvation there.
Yeah.
The incidence of AIDS is about 25% of the population. But they've been very successful. They used to have an average lifespan, I think, of about 65 years of age, and now the average man lives about 37 years. The average woman lives about 34 years. This is a very successful program that they have, if you believe in genocide. So, remember, this is American policy, and the American people are responsible for it. And men and women become become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And the American people have never spoken. Now, of course, most Americans don't know about it, but you know now, and I hope you'll help us get the word out to others. There really are people who believe in genocide. They're working at the highest levels of our government. That's why they've effectively blocked the efforts to stop the spread of HIV disease in America using public health techniques, which were readily available, and they've not been used, and you have to ask yourself why. 40,000 new cases every single year. Are you still there? I guess we lost our caller. Anyway, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255, and we've actually not been able to get hold of our guest. I guess we're going to have to see if we can track her down here at the next break. But anyway, of course, I think it's important that you understand the mentality of the people who are working within our government, who have a different worldview. And the great tragedy is that it's so difficult for the average individual to believe there could be anybody out there who is in favor of mass extermination, mass killing. But, of course, you have to understand that there were people like that in Hitler's Germany. And many of the worst ones, like Dr. Mengele, were actually helped to escape by the American OSS and then by the CIA. Why? Because within these organizations, there's always been small components who were involved with the occult. And, of course, Dr. Mengele was the sort of person who'd go right along with that. He loved to experiment on human beings and destroy them. The article recently I was just pulled out on the Internet where, of course, he had actually created a city in Argentina, I believe it was in Argentina, where people there were twins. He had actually used these medical experiments to create a community where so many of the women gave birth to twins. They had all sorts of macabre experiments they used in Germany on killing people, on distorting people, on destroying people. Dr. Mengele was he was known as the angel of death. He used to love to experiment on children. I've talked to three people here in the United States who told me that they've met Dr. Mengele when he was traveling here. Dr. Colin Ross, who's written the book CIA Doctors, which we do carry, a doctor practicing in Texas, told me that a number of the people he had talked to said that they'd met Dr. Mengele, who traveled then from South America to the United States with the full knowledge and protection of the people within America's secret government, America's occult government. Understand, this is not imaginary. It is real. There really is a supernatural realm out there. The thing that energized the Nazi movement was the occult. And the thing that is mobilizing and energizing what is going on in America today are these same occult forces. And they were the people, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, President of the United States, who put the occult emblems on the back of the dollar bill and then appointed the Supreme Court justices, at least many of them. The Masons who were serving on the Supreme Court some 20 years later, took God and prayer out of our schools. That's why they were there, to destroy the Christian beliefs of our people and to lead us to where we are today, truly a pagan nation, where the power of our state, the financial and military power, is being used to bring about a world government, to topple leaders who will not go along with that, as they did with Saddam Hussein. Of course, we've installed our people in Afghanistan. Nobody ever asked why we're fighting in Afghanistan today. Why are we fighting there? Can you give me one reason why we're fighting in Afghanistan? People don't want us there. Since we've gone there, the opium fields are blooming again. We'll be back. Give us a call, 970-689-8255.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation.
Hello there, are you there?
So we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Clean Dirt Grains and Seeds in Sterling says, it's been a pleasure serving you this past year. A new year is a time for happiness, to look forward to the future. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of times. So this year, do yourself, your family, and your community a favor. Remember to drive defensively, courteously, and soberly. Make this season a safe time of year. If you must have a belt for the road, make it a seat belt. Brought to you by the great people at Clean Dirt Grain and Seeds at 6530 Road 28 and a half in Sterling. On the air, because they care, wishing you and your family a safe new year.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Jennifer Lall, and we finally have her on here because she can talk about stem cells far better than I can. Jennifer, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's good to be with you this morning.
Why don't you go ahead and pick up the story? Why, you know, we should be excited about the use of adult stem cells and why we should oppose the use of embryonic stem cells.
Well, yeah, it's even more important to your listeners now because we know that the Geron Corporation in California was just given the FDA approval for the first time ever in history to inject stem cells from embryos into patients that have had suffered a spinal cord injury. So, you know, our organization is concerned on many levels. First, just the ethical breach here that has been crossed in that for the first time ever we're going to be destroying, you know, little tiny persons, embryos, and using them as a treatment perhaps for people. And also the fact that, you know, the point you raise is that so far all of the successes and advances has been with adult stem cell research in actually helping and treating real life patients.
Well, are there any scientific studies that demonstrate that this is a safe procedure? I mean, I can't imagine the FDA release saying it's all right to do it. Is this on an experimental basis?
It's a clinical trial, which is how any new drug or new treatment goes through the process. You know, they do the studies in animals, and they determine a certain level of safety, and then they get permission to move on to the human level of trial. So anything that starts out the FDA process when it makes the first go-around into using human subjects is part of the phase one trial, which is now testing its as safe in humans. what most people don't realize is almost 90% of all new therapies that enter phase one trials fail. They don't pass the safety test. So, you know, we won't know yet if it's safe until they do it.
I see. Okay, fine. So have they done it in, they've done it in animals, but certainly I just wonder, what about the immune response? Because, of course, you're using cells that come from somebody with a different DNA.
Exactly. And it hasn't been very safe in animals, but they've made the case that, well, we'll never know if it's safe in humans until we try it.
And if it's not safe in animals, why would you want to try it in humans?
Well, I agree. I think it's mind-boggling that the FDA has even given the green light for them to enter into the phase one clinical trial.
But don't you think the FDA has been certainly being purely political, not concerned about human health, but this is a political issue, and they want us to get us arguing back and forth whether we should be doing it. After all, there are a lot of people out there, sincere people, who say anything that will help, you know, if we could only repair the spinal cords, repair the hearts, or repair the damaged brains of Alzheimer's disease, or certainly of Parkinson's disease, or Huntington's chorea, why, anything would be worthwhile, even sacrificing a human life. Because from a Christian point of view, that is certainly not an alternative. But don't you think that they're manipulating us, the compassion of some honest people, you know, against, of course, the devastating idea that if it's all right to kill the unborn, why not the born?
Right. No, I agree that this debate has become way too political, and it's been built way too much on hype and preying on people's fears, that if we only do this, then we'll cure all these dreadful diseases. You know, and I always make the case that everybody is wanting, you know, treatments and cures and therapies to help patients who are sick. But the big debate has always been, do we use some members of the human family to benefit other members of the human family? And we would say certainly no, that is an ethical thing. I think the timing with the new administration, and we've seen the FDA approval given at this time, we've seen the new president making claims that he's going to undo President Bush's policy on embryonic stem cell research, you know, that this is certainly a political smell test failing here.
And it's all political. It's all manipulation. We're being constantly manipulated by the people who control the media. Now, let's talk about adult stem cells, because to me, this is one of the most exciting things I've ever heard of.
Yeah, and the beauty of many adult stem cell therapies is that you use your own stem cells, so you don't have the rejection problem that you mentioned earlier. And they're able to take your own stem cells, and they sort of wash them and clean them and then reinfuse them or inject them back into you, and they get to work repairing and regenerating whatever it is that's damaged. Dr. Burt in Chicago just has another study out. He's been working with patients with MS using their own stem cells, and he's having tremendous success treating patients with MS. That's a real disease, that's a real need, and it's a wonderful treatment that is working today.
But, you know, we never hear about that. That's the tragic situation.
Well, if your listeners visit our website and get our weekly email newsletter, they will hear about this all the time, because we certainly are always announcing and parading around the successes.
Well, how can people get to your website, get your information? Because I think this is important. In fact, I should be on your list myself. So
yes, we have an article coming out just this week on the Geron clinical trials. But our website is CBC, C as in Charlie, B as in baby, C as in Charlie, -network.org.
CBC Network.
CBC-network.
-network. Is that .org.
.org
or what?
.org.
Okay. CBCnetwork.org. And can people sign up for your email?
Right there on the home page. And be sure to put the dash after CBC.
Okay.
Yeah, but we weekly send out a newsletter where we are constantly letting people know of the breakthroughs and advances using adult stem cell. And one category of adult stem cell, which our organization is keenly watching, is using umbilical cord blood stem cells. which are providing therapies and treatments today to sick children, sick patients, all around the world. So it's very exciting.
Well, now, do you get into problems with rejection with the umbilical cord stem cell?
Well, you know, it's the same with, if you think of a bone marrow transplant, you're always trying to find somebody that's a pretty close genetic match.
I see, okay.
So it's similar to that. It's great when the baby is born sick and they can use the umbilical cord stem cells from that baby, but oftentimes the cord blood stem cells can be used for a sibling or a sick family member or somebody that just proves to be a good match.
Well, they actually match these. Now, when they're doing the other embryonic stem cells, are they trying to match them or are they just going ahead and using them?
Yes, they're trying to match them a bit, but they are finding that once they clean the stem cells and wash them in the particular instance of using their own patients and then infusing them back, that seems to be, you know, a really good model that they're using. But, yes, they are able to take adult stem cells from other people and give them to different people, and they don't seem to have as much of the rejection problem, but it is still a concern.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been able to manage that just as we have with organ transplantation with some of the anti-rejection drug therapies that allow people that have had kidney transplants to live, you know, long, healthy lives.
Well, now, what about this situation as far as the regeneration of the heart with people who've had extensive damage from myocarditis or from heart attacks? What's the situation of stem cell therapy?
Yes, that's a whole part of this debate is the regenerative aspect of it.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Jennifer Law. And ladies and gentlemen, you've got to get the information. You've got to find out. Help us get the truth out. Back in a moment.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way. The only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Jennifer Law, and we were going to talk about the approach to cardiac disease and the people with, you know, their heart is badly damaged because of a coronary infarction and death of the heart muscle. How does that work? How do you actually deliver the stem cells to the area of the heart that's damaged, and what can be done about it?
Yeah, it's just like injecting a medication or an infusion. You know, the tests at Geron, they will be injecting these right at the lesion of the spinal cord injury, or in the case of the heart, you know, you just through a catheter are able to inject the stem cells to the area where there's been damage, and that's the whole regenerative medicine aspect of why the stem cells seem to be the new treatment of the day, that they get in there and they regenerate new healthy tissues, cells to be made and to begin dividing and maturing and growing, and then you have a repair done at the area where there's been an injury.
And does this actually work?
Absolutely. I mean, they've been using adult stem cells with patients who have suffered, myocarditis, heart damage to the muscle, with great benefit. They've used adult stem cells to treat gangrenous wounds on the limbs of diabetics, and shown that they can get good, healthy new skin cells to grow and repair the wounds. As I said, with Dr. Burt's research, he's been very successful in multiple sclerosis and treating the damaged myelin sheaths that are what causes the problem for people with MS. So, and the list goes on and on and on. A lot of the blood cancers, the leukemias, the sickle cell anemias, the Coolidge anemias are all treated with adult stem cells. And it's just a wonderful way to have proper medicine that's ethical.
Well, of course, one of the problems that we've had is the fact that in the past, if you had somebody with a spinal cord lesion, you would have to, you'd certainly want to have somebody that had a compatible DNA. But of course, if you can use your own stem cells, you don't have to worry about the rejection. Let's go though. We have somebody calling in. Who's calling in? Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Jim in Colorado.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
I have a friend that's a doctor, and formerly a doctor. He left the medical profession in Switzerland because of his some of the things that were going on that he didn't like. But anyways, he's in the United States now, a dual citizen. And he was telling me the other day that the head of the medical department at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City had a heart condition that was irreparable, and he found a doctor overseas that, and this is probably several years ago, and this is all hearsay, but this is what he told me. The doctor overseas was having, and I don't remember what country it was, but he was having tremendous success in injecting stem cells into the into people's hearts that had heart problems. And the way he would do this is he would punch holes in the heart with a laser and then insert the stem cells in those cavities, and then they would take off and regenerate new heart muscle. And so the head of the medical department at the university in Salt Lake City went over there and had this procedure done on his heart, and it was so successful, he brought the doctor over to Utah and made him head of the medical department over there. So that's all hearsay, but that's what he told me. I thought that was very interesting.
Well, Jennifer, have you ever heard anything like that, actually injecting them directly into the heart rather than through the catheter?
No, I haven't, and that could be the case. I'm not certain, but I think it's important to know that this just isn't happening in America. And I think the caller's point is that that there's a lot of countries that are doing involved in the whole stem cell area of research. In our cord blood conference that we're hosting in San Francisco, two of our speakers that we're bringing for that event, one's coming from France and one's coming from Canada. So,
what is your conference going to be?
It's May 2nd in San Francisco, California.
How can people, if you're out there across America wanting to know more about, and incidentally, can you get a CME credit for going to a conference like that?
Yes, you get CME credit and you get continuing education if you're a registered nurse.
How long is it going to be? Is it on a weekend or what?
It's a one-day Saturday on May 2nd.
I might just be interested in coming to that, but I'll talk to you later. I need the CME time, and I thought it'd be fascinating to see what's going on there.
Very good.
How expensive is it to come?
Well, it's $199 for the day.
All right.
All meals included.
All right, fine. Well, if anybody's interested, they can go to your website and learn about that. That's
absolutely.
CBC-Network.
CBC-Network.org.
All right, fine. So if you're out there and you want to know more about it, did you have anything else, Jim, that you wanted to say?
Well, I want to reiterate how important it is for people to get informed on the facts. You just hear about stem cells, and it takes about 5 minutes to read maybe one good article, and you would be up to speed on the ethical direction and the unethical direction. It's pretty clear to me.
And the thing is that they're intentionally confusing the issue by bringing up the issue of embryonic stem cells. So people are not going to know that in other countries you can get these miraculous treatments, but not here in America, because we have the Federal Drug Administration. And, of course, they are certainly one of the finest bureaucracies that, in my estimation, that money could buy. And believe me, they are suppressing active and very good treatments for many things, and, of course, allowing things that they never should allow to be given to the people here in the United States, such as Vioxx, which they knew was going to kill, you know, between 60 and 160,000 people. But they didn't care. There were certainly... when you work for the FDA and you do a good job, then you retire and you go to work for the drug companies and you get a golden parachute. You live happily ever after. But, of course, what about eternity? Well, certainly, Jennifer, what about the diabetics? Because this certainly is one of the terrible scourges of our time, the defective islets of Langerhans there in the pancreas. Has there been any hope at all as far as regenerating those?
One of the researchers that I'm following very closely is a gentleman down at the University of Florida, Dr. Michael Hallier, and he's using, again, umbilical cord blood stem cells in treating type 1 diabetes. So we're very excited in watching his research very well, because that's one of the diseases that you hear so much about. And if we can find a way to use umbilical cord blood stem cells to get, you know, these patients producing their own insulin, that would be wonderful, wonderful news.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment here with this. Well, I'm afraid we're out of time, Jennifer. God bless. We'll talk to you later. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The staff and families at Smart Parts takes this special time out to recognize and salute the sterling men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's remember them during these trying times in our thoughts, prayers, and most importantly, our letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. This message is proudly sponsored by Smart Parts at 530 South 6th Avenue in Sterling. They realize that our children represent our future. Let's all get involved and make our area a safer place to live and raise children.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we hope you enjoyed Jennifer. One of these days we're going to put together a four-tape set on stem cell research, and certainly Jennifer is one of the leading sources of information we have on that and Dr. Wilkie. So we do hope, of course, you'll want to get information and understand you're being manipulated. The issue of embryonic stem cells is a non-issue. Why do they bring it up? Because they want to keep you confused. That's what it's really all about. Well, and then, of course, we do hope many of you out there will certainly want to become involved with my ministry, Radio Liberty. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. read our newsletters. If you want to find out why they are destroying our economy intentionally and purposely, why Henry Paulson refused to use the $700 billion to buy up the bonds, the so-called CDOs, and had to do, of course, with the bundled housing bonds, housing mortgages that, of course, were insolvent, that they knew were going to collapse, collateralized debt obligations, they call them CDOs. But under any circumstances, they intentionally did not try to solve the problem. Why? Because they want to ruin our economy, because they want to impoverish our people, because they want to transfer our wealth to other nations. And, of course, that's what it says in the Earth Charter, equitable distribution of wealth, not only within nations, but between nations. That's point 10A of the Earth Charter. Pull it down, or we'll be glad to send you a free copy. If you get something else from us, just ask for a copy of the Earth Charter. We'll send it to you. Point 10A, 10A, 10B, equitable distribution of wealth between nations. What does that mean? We transfer America's wealth to other nations. That's why we're sending our industries overseas. That's why we're sending foreign aid to nations throughout the world. That's what the global warming scam is all about. Why we will, of course, destroy the infrastructure of our society, stop using electricity, cut back on electricity production. And Obama's already agreed to this. We're going to cut back our energy production dramatically, and in the process, destroying our industrial base, impoverish our people. But that's impoverished people will go right along with the dictatorship, won't they? Well, understand what's going on is not accidental. Read my November and December newsletters at RadioLiberty.com. You'll want to get the new DVD we have by Chris Pinto, The Eye of the Phoenix. The Eye of the Phoenix. And if you haven't seen his other two, The Secret Mysteries DVD and the Riddles in Stone DVD, you really need to get that. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or if you'd like to subscribe to our newsletter, why, we'd love to hear from you. If you could take it by email, that's even better, but because you can read them for nothing up on the Internet. We post them there. But we do need your help, quite sincere, because we actually have over 60 outlets every week, and it's a very expensive proposition to keep all of these programs going and to pay for the radio time. We're fortunate here with the American Freedom Network. We don't have to pay for the time. They're very gracious and allow us to be with you every morning, and we really deeply appreciate that. But with so many stations, we actually have to pay for our airtime. And so if you'd like to help, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Go to Radio Liberty. You can listen to us there 9 hours a day on